you had a dollar for every time you heard yourself or someone else say, "I don't have time for that," you'd probably be rich. I know life can feel like a circus, especially when you're trying to juggle it all. And I know what it's like to be pulled in a million different directions and to feel like there's never enough time to do all the things for all the people. But I really believe that what you want is possible. It just requires some decision-making and intentional action. You truly can't make time or find time. You have to set it apart. And I'll show you how to make big moves and take game-changing action 9 minutes at a time. I'm Jennifer Seiss. I love helping impact-oriented women run their home, life, and business, gain traction in their day-to-day, and have more time with the people they love the most. My heart is to share what I've learned along the way and help you get more of what you want out of your life and work. Every episode is designed to get you on your way to a quick win. So grab your favorite beverage, pull up a chair, and let's start making more of your time. Hey there, and welcome to episode 8 of the In 9 Minutes podcast. I'm Jennifer Seiss, and I can't wait to connect with you over the next 9 minutes. Consider it joy to repeat yourself. Are you laughing out loud right now? It can feel like a laughable notion for sure, and it's definitely a challenge as you aim to move to a place where you are potentially considering it joy to repeat yourself. But it is definitely worth it, and it is a game changer. So here's a little insight into how this idea of considering it joy to repeat yourself came to my life and how it became a practice in my life. When my kids were little in elementary school, a dear friend of mine opened my eyes to a whole new way of looking at repetition and the benefit of finding joy in repeating ourselves, like Paul does throughout scripture. Specifically when it comes to our kids, but the older I get, the more I have come to find that there is so much power in considering it joy to repeat myself in a lot of different areas. Philippians 3:1 says, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you again is no trouble for me and is a safeguard for you." Do you ever feel like a broken record repeating yourself to your kids, your spouse, your friends, your coworkers, your clients, saying the same thing over and over, sometimes begrudgingly, and hoping it will eventually sink in, all the while becoming more and more frustrated or annoyed? I get it. I have been there. But this passage from Philippians has had an enduring impact on me as a mom and as a person. It's a steadfast reminder that repeating myself ought to be no trouble when things are worth repeating, like encouragement, training and instruction, gospel truth. So what kind of impact can repetition really have? The more positive things you hear, the more positive can dominate your mind, the more positive of an outlook your life will take. So when you hear more positive things, your mind becomes more positive and your outlook becomes more positive, and everything is an overflow of that. Throughout your life, your subconscious mind is conditioned and reprogrammed by what it hears and experiences repeatedly. And what you repeat can do that same thing for someone else. The more frequently things are repeated, the easier it becomes for them to sink into the subconscious mind and later affect the reactions, actions, and day-to-day behavior of whoever experiences the repetition. Whatever you say often to someone has the potential to become part of their subconscious mind. Their mind will accept it as true, and it will either help them move forward or it will ultimately hold them back. Think about some of the anchoring beliefs in your life. Are any of those anchoring beliefs safeguards in your life? I'd be willing to bet that they are things that you heard more than once and that they were things that were repeated in your life. I might even venture to guess that when you first heard them, an eye roll or shrug may have followed because they didn't seem important at the time. Research shows that the average person needs to hear a message 7 times before they take action on it. Saying something once just isn't enough. And let's be real, if once was enough, advertising would be out of business and there would never be any reason to learn or practice memorization of anything. And this list could really run on and on for days. because repetition is the key to learning. It helps transition a skill or mindset or way of thinking or attitude or behavior from the conscious mind to the subconscious mind. A skill gradually becomes easier when it's practiced and rehearsed over time through repetition. It is often necessary to say and write the same things over and over again. Repetition helps things to be better understood and strongly fixed in our memory. And the person on the receiving end of this will be more established in what really matters, in the truth, and making what you are saying and what they are hearing more potent. The word potent means having great power, influence, or effect. Don't you want that? Don't you want what you say to have greater power, more influence, and a richer, more substantial effect? If Paul could write or share the same things over and over again under brutal circumstances, why can't we do the same in our day-to-day? If we all pause and look back at the lessons we've learned in our life and the lessons that the Lord has taught us and that other people have taught us, could we even count the number of times we had to hear or read or experience those things before some of those lessons took hold? Repetition is crucial. And I want us all to be encouraged to find repeating ourselves no trouble. Think about the most important things you want your kids or the people you serve or the people who matter most in your life to experience and say it over and over again and watch what happens. Think outside the box a little bit with what you repeat to yourself and the people who matter most to you. What do they need to hear? How can you encourage them and potentially help them and serve them better? Think about what kind of safeguards you want to help them put into place, especially your kids. I asked my sons who are in their 20s for a couple of things I repeated to them that stuck with them. And a few of the things they said were this. One was BOC. Which stands for be others centered. And this was a phrase I sent them off with all of the time. Every time I would send them off to school, to church, to soccer practice, you name it. And BOC was something I said to them all the time. Be willing to take instruction was another one. I really wanted them to be teachable. And I knew that over time, as they grew up, they'd become more discerning about that instruction, be able to filter out what was going to be beneficial and what wasn't. But being willing to take instruction was huge. And then the last one was, there isn't anything we can't talk about. I probably said this to them 950 million times because we wanted to make sure that they knew that we were ready for any conversation they ever needed to have with us, no matter how hard it was, no matter how gawky it was. No matter what, we were ready to talk to them about anything. And these three are just the tip of the iceberg. And I'm going to have my kids on an episode of the show. And we'll dig into some more of the things that we talked about as they were growing up and some things that we repeated, maybe things they wish we didn't repeat. So I want to encourage you to think about what you want the people who matter most to you to experience. And I want you to say it over and over again and just watch what happens. I want you to think about what you need to say or write again to someone today. What do you need to say or write again to someone today? Then I want you to think about what has been repeated to you. What has God been repeating to you? What have the most important people in your life been repeating to you? And then here's another question. What do you need to stop repeating? That's a really valuable question to ask yourself. What do you need to stop saying to yourself or other people for that matter? And what can you repeat instead to train your brain in new ways? I want you to consider setting apart 9 minutes to journal about this. Just think about what you should be repeating, what you want to be repeating, how you could change the way you're saying something to someone that could potentially be more impactful, And then repeat that over and over. And I want to encourage you to do it with a little more joy.
Thanks so much for listening today. Do you have questions you'd love to ask but don't because you aren't sure who to ask or you'd rather not let the world in on not having it all together? I get it. I get lots of questions all the time, from parenting to business development to Bible study recommendations to the best meal to serve a crowd and even how to navigate hard conversations. My husband and kids call me Google, and since I'm a problem solver by nature and love research, it sort of fits. So I am so excited to answer your questions. You can share your questions with me by DMing me on Instagram at Jennifer Seiss, and I'll answer your questions on an upcoming episode. So here's to more intentional connection and less grind, 9 minutes at a time.